learn to submit to authority. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. What's left out of this? On heaven, in heaven and on earth. I mean, what part of the universe is left out? So all authority rests with the headship of Christ. Is that correct? I mean, is that what this says? All authority. Now, when we talk about we need to learn to submit to authority, as college-age people, we need to be a testimony of those who are not like the other unbelieving college-age people who, swept away by the tide of this age, sorry to say, do not respect authority. Authority. And I'm talking about proper authority. I'm not talking about something not something goofy. I'm talking about authority. And authority is everywhere. Authority is in the parking lot. Did you park between the stripes? Authority is in the red lights and green lights. Authority is in the rules and regulations of this university. It has an authority to them. See, you do it their way. Not because it's right. It's because all authority. Let's read Romans 13:1. Let every person be subject to the authorities over him, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are ordained by God. This means a policeman is ordained by God. He's in Romans 13, he's actually called a minister of God. It's not in the sense of being a brother or a sister, but he is working, he's preserving this earth, you see, under the authority of God. Take it away and you'll see how different things are. So, we have a lot of things, you see. Our life should be this way. We should be this way. We should all have an attitude in this way that we do not, how shall I say, have a bad attitude about authority. Yeah. Even if it's not good authority. Even if it's not the right way, we just submit to it. Then there's the authority that is spiritual and in the realm of the believing world, which is the church. In Hebrews 13:17, obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who render an account, who will render an account, that they may do this with joy and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable to you. It's a serious thing. It's serious to disobey any authority. When you touch a church, God is really standing with the authority. And it's not a good thing to go against it. I've just seen this too many times. And I've had certain, you know, maybe smaller experiences myself. It's just like suddenly you want to run and you turn around to run, you hit a brick wall. It just, God says no. No. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of good arguments and vindications, right, and things like this. And God says, it doesn't matter to me. My authority means more to me than your personal opinion. So we just don't violate that. God will honor you if you have a good heart, you have a good authority, submission to authority. God will honor you. And if you wait, if you think the situation is wrong, if you wait, you'll see God will straighten that out. He doesn't need you to jump in there and do something, you know, as a hero. He's his own hero. He has his own authority. Just let it be. Obey those who they're watching for your souls. You know, not too long ago, somebody who was so dear and loved the Lord and also that equaled loving the church life so much. And this person just gave it up. It was under the influence of a bunch of things. But anyway, this person did not have to do that. And this person gave it up. And that was such a grievous thing. It was a sorrow. Sorrow. Then Acts 5:28-29. Here's a little thing to help you know what to do. Acts 5:28-29. The Pharisees saying, and the chief priests saying, "We strictly charge you not to teach based upon this name, and behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered and said, "It is better to obey God rather than man." Okay, here's the point I want to make. You see, we talked about obeying God, Christ's headship, God's administration in the secular world, and God's administration in His spiritual organism, the church. But there are times when these submissions come in conflict with each other, okay? And so you need some help here, just like Peter was in conflict because the chief priest, you know, in Acts, Paul said he repented to the chief priest. He said, "I should not speak this way to the ruler of my people." And he was a brother because he got a little mad at him. Anyway, he repented from that. And so you have to discern a little bit how, you know, who do I submit to? Okay. Let me just give one simple basic principle to go by, or rule to go by, and this will keep you safe. Okay. If by submitting to something of man's authority, whether it's just a secular thing or a family thing or whatever, if it goes against your conscience in obeying God's word, you obey God's word first and don't worry about the outcome. The Lord did not promise favorable outcomes. But if it's not a problem of offending your conscience with the Lord, there are just some things people want to do. And you could do them. It's no big deal. They want to go do something to you. It's a waste of time, but it's not sinful. It's not dark. It's not against God. It's not against the truth and so forth. You can do that. You follow me? Depending on whether it goes against your conscience in being faithful to God's word, this is where you draw the line.